This is a recording of A Modern View of Ancient Temple Worship by Julie J. Nichols, published in Interpreter, a Journal of Mormon Scripture, read by Julie Nichols. When I was first endowed, I found that for me, official church publications about the background and meaning of the ceremonies enacted in the temple were full of reverence, but limited in scope. For years, I looked for and found clues and indicators about the covenants and symbols I encountered there. I had to put pieces of the puzzle together, go back to the temple to verify my own hypotheses about the meaning of this or that structural or symbolic element, and keep at it, bit by bit. Now, wonderfully, we're seeing more meaty publications that provide scholarly and spiritually edifying information about the meaning of the various elements of the temple. Even Deseret Book is offering more solid material. But we also have access to such publications as Martin J. Palmer's The Temple Concept and other related works discussing the ancient understanding of temple worship by Margaret Barker, and many other volumes indicating that, as the Interpreter Foundation puts it, the ancient Hebrews did not believe that the temple concept originated in the time of Moses. Rather, they taught that temple rituals and doctrines originated with Adam and were handed down among the biblical patriarchs. This is precisely what the prophet Joseph Smith tried to teach the world during the 1800s, that the gospel of Jesus Christ is eternal and has been on the earth since the beginning. The Interpreter Foundation is an independent, non-profit entity not owned or controlled by the church, but having the goal to increase understanding of Scripture through careful scholarly investigation and analysis of the insights provided by a wide range of ancillary disciplines. We hope to illuminate by study and faith the eternal spiritual message of the Scriptures, that Jesus is the Christ. Ancient Temple Worship, Proceedings of the Expound Symposium, 14 May 2011, the book under review here, is the first volume of the Temple on Mount Zion series published by the Interpreter Foundation and Eborn Books. The purpose of this series is to increase understanding and appreciation of temple rituals and doctrines, and to encourage participation in the redeeming work of family history and temple worship. That first and only Expound Symposium was conceived and arranged by Matthew B. Brown, a Latter-day Saint author and historian, whose emphasis was on the history and doctrine of Joseph Smith and Brigham Young, whose name is among the editors of this collection and who died tragically on October 5, 2011, at just 47 years of age, only a few months after his symposium came to fruition. A second book in this series is titled Temple Insights, Proceedings of the Interpreter Matthew B. Brown Memorial Conference, September 2012. And the third volume of the series will appear in the coming months. It would seem that colleagues and friends carried Brown's work forward. In any event, be warned, none of these volumes is for the first-time temple-goer who simply wonders what awaits her or him. The 11 chapters contained in Ancient Temple Worship are scholarly, specific, and narrowly but brightly illuminating regarding the deep heritage temple-goers access when they do work there for themselves or for the dead. A survey of some of the titles of the chapters and their authors will make my point. Understanding Ritual Hand Gestures of the Ancient World by David Calabro, a recent Ph.D. in Ancient Near Eastern Studies. The Sacred Embrace and the Sacred Hand Clasp in Ancient Mediterranean Religions by Stephen D. Ricks, longtime professor of Hebrew and cognate learning at BYU. Ascending into the Hill of the Lord, What the Psalms Can Tell Us About the Rituals of the First Temple by David J. Larson, whose PhD dissertation at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland was titled The Royal Psalms in the Dead Sea Scrolls. Temples All the Way Down, Some Notes on the Mi'raj of Muhammad by Daniel C. Peterson, professor of Islamic Studies and Arabic at BYU. And last, Nephite Daykeepers, Ritual Specialists in Mesoamerica and the Book of Mormon, by Mark Allen Wright, Assistant Professor of Ancient Scripture at BYU. Though the authors seem to be mostly local to Utah, the citations are plentiful, the scholarship convincing, and the themes impressive. Without speaking directly of delicate topics, every single article connects ancient practices, texts, and archaeological artifacts to aspects of the LDS ceremony recognizable to any temple goer. As an example, the first of the essays in the collection, Brown's Own Cube, Gate, and Measuring Tools, A Biblical Pattern, pages 1 to 26, argues that the geometry, the structure, of the Holy of Holies of the Tabernacle of the Old Testament corresponds to the geometry of the vision in Revelation, that geometry is assured in both texts by means of sacred measuring tools, and that certain standards are required of anyone intending to pass through the portal into the Holy of Holies or into the presence of God the Creator, who uses these same measuring tools to bring the world to order out of chaos. Passages from the Psalms, Job, Luke chapter 13, and certain early church writers are compared with the relevant passages from Exodus chapters 25 and 26 and Revelation chapters 21 and 22 to support the thesis that the covenant people of the Old and New Testaments were interconnected. And without explicitly saying, so too the covenant people of this dispensation. Images from ancient artwork provide further evidence. Brown provides an appendix of relevant passages and 8 pages of notes. The temple goer who has wondered what it means to stand at the veil and enter into the presence of the Lord will be enlightened by this paper. This kind of focused scholarly information can be expansive and rewarding. My one complaint about ancient temple worship is that there is no foreword or preface providing background for the symposium itself, guiding principles behind the editing of the collection, acknowledgement of the limitations of the symposium, or plans to address those limitations in further conferences, nor does it provide critical contexts to any of the essays. No website for the symposium can be found. I assume, as I have said, that Brown's death collapsed the plans for further symposium into the Fair Mormon and Interpreter Foundation entities. For the time being, however, add this well-produced, noteworthy volume to the growing number of resources available to help explain and clarify the sometimes enigmatic, but historically and spiritually rich experience of the temple. This has been a recording of a review of Ancient Temple Worship by Julie J. Nichols, originally published in Interpreter, A Journal of Mormon Scripture, Volume 17, 2016, read by Julie J. Nichols. This audio recording is copyrighted under a Creative Commons license and may be freely distributed if it remains unchanged, if the journal and its website are credited and is for non-commercial use. A printed version of this and many other articles and resources on Mormon Scripture can be found at mormoninterpreter.com.